Well, now to an interesting study from Yun Guan at Johns Hopkins and Shefa Seng from the company BioTissue. They're pursuing the intriguing observation that human birth products, meaning components in the placenta, amniotic membranes, and the umbilical cord, seem to have powerful pain-killing and pro-healing effects. And now they think they've tracked down one of the chemicals responsible, a component they call HCHA-PTX3, which appears to manipulate cellular ion channels, cutting down pain transmission and inflammation. And it potentially has the great virtue that it can be administered only where it's needed, rather than delivered systemically, like most painkillers and anti-inflammatories. Shefa Seng first.
The birth tissue is quite effective in delivering anti-inflammatory and anti-scarring actions. We also observe that patients with this treatment experience a pain reduction. So I was so eager to find out what could be the action mechanism.
Yun, can you just clarify though, when we're saying people get pain reduction effects from birth products, what does that mean?
So, you know, the chronic pain and post-surgical pain is a big problem. So they need to have a better treatment. Currently, the opioids is the main treatment, but have a lot of side effects. We're eager to find new treatment. What we found is that in a post-surgical pain model, using this human birth tissue product, it produces beautiful pain inhibition without causing side effects.
But what are these birth products that we're referring to?
The birth tissue products comprise the amniotic membrane. So these contain different layers of cells that can secrete a lot of bioactive molecules. Some of these molecules have beneficial effects. Like we mentioned, anti-inflammatory, and also there's anecdotal evidence from clinical observations, some patient feels pain relief.
Shefa, how do you actually make the preparations then?
Birth tissue used to be regarded as a medical waste. And we were the first company bringing the birth tissue for the commercial use. In brief, after consenting the pregnant mother through an elective cesarean section delivery, we are able to obtain the placenta, from which we then able to retrieve both amniotic membrane and umbilical cord. We process that into a membrane, a sheet, so that can be used in the surgical setting to cover a wound. But also we can turn that into a powder so that that can be injected into deeper tissues.
And is this viable tissue, or has this been rendered non-cellular? So you remove all the cells and just produce a sheet of material that doesn't have any living cells in it?
Yeah, we kill the living cells first. The product we prepare consists of the remaining tissue components, all the extracellular matrices, the different growth factor and cytokines present in the tissue.
Right. And Yun, what did you do with them?
To test these birth tissue products on pain, so we use an animal model induced by cutting the hand paw of little mice, mimicking these post-surgical pain conditions. These animals show pain behavior like we feel after surgery. We apply this birth tissue product before or after this surgery, and then we measure the animal's pain behavior. And we notice a significant improvement in the pain after surgery.
Is it just the behavior, or can you measure the nervous system and show that actually there is a reduction in nerve activity? Or is it just that they think they're feeling less pain?
That's a great question. That's actually one of the first major findings of this paper, because although there's some clinical observation, some patients report pain reduction, we don't know what is the mechanisms. We don't know whether this human birth tissue product can really directly inhibit the neurons, which are the cells that mediating this pain signal from the peripheral to the brain. So after we confirm that animals' pain behavior is reduced by this treatment. We recorded the neurons transmitting the pain signal from the peripheral to the spinal cord and the brain. And surprisingly, we saw significant inhibition of neural responses by this treatment.
Do you know what it is about the treatment that does that? Because if you've just made a mixture of stuff from birth products that you've ground up and rendered safe, that must be a whole cocktail of material. So do you know what in there is doing this?
Absolutely. I think that's a great question. And also is what Dr. Zhang and we're trying to figure out. Luckily, in addition, using this cryopreserved human birth tissue product called Flow, Dr. Zhang's company also can now purify a water-soluble abstract from these human birth tissue products. And they call this HCHAPTX3. And this is only exists in the human birth tissue during pregnancy. And early evidence from Dr. Zhang's group in other indications suggesting this HCHAPTX3 may be one of the most important bioactive components in that human birth tissue product. But we still don't know whether this compound also mediated pain inhibition.
So you haven't, for instance, injected just that compound back into your animals to see if you can mimic the pain-killing effect of the original product just with that alone?
So that is the next stage of this study. So after we confirm the pain inhibitor effect, then we repeat the study by just giving this purified compound, HCHAPTX3. And strikingly, this purified compound itself also mimics the pain inhibitory effect of the human birth tissue product and also produce a robust neuronal inhibition on this pain transmission.
Have you worked out how the cells are seeing this? In other words, how is it exerting its effect? Do the neurons directly respond to it, or does it have some kind of modulating effect on the wound and that then affects the nerve cells? Do you know downstream how it works?
Right. So in order to address this very important question, what is the mechanisms of action? We found that this compound can produce an inhibition on the ion channels on these sensory neurons that are not important for pain, such as sodium channel and calcium channels.
And is the amount of pain reduction clinically meaningful? So in other words, how much morphine would I have to give myself to get the same effect as giving me some of this stuff? Are they analogous or is this much, much less potent?
This is a very difficult question to answer because you have to really compare these two drugs side by side in terms of understanding the efficacy and potency. But I think the advantage of these human birth tissue products specific post-surgical pain is we apply this treatment locally at the wound. So at the wound, that where the pain is generated by the sensory neurons, we can directly inhibit this neural activity. In addition, we also observed these anti-inflammatory actions as compound. So not only inhibit pain, but we also can produce facilitate wound healing and reduce inflammation. Morphine like that does not have this beneficial effect.
Yun Guan, and before him, Sheffer Singh. And Sheffer also told me that at the moment, they don't know for sure why the amniotic membranes and umbilical cords specifically should make these substances with these activities. But he suspects that the anti-inflammatory effect might have a role in protecting the developing embryo from immune rejection by the mother. The pain-killing effects, he speculates, might be just serendipitous. But it's definitely fascinating and arguably a very fertile avenue to watch.